Hey, church, I just wanted to take a moment to connect with everyone as best we can in this weird, strange time that we're in. Welcome to my mobile office. I just wanted to let everyone know that March 29th, we know for sure that we will not be having service in our sanctuary. And as it looks here, it looks like April 5th, that'll be a repeat. Mike DeWine is going to revisit the issue April 6th, and we'll find out if our stay-at-home order is still in effect. So that's the big question. What will happen for Easter? And right now, unfortunately, we really don't have an answer for you on that. But as we find out, we'll be sure to post that information on our website and Facebook. Got a few prayer requests from some people for you to keep in mind. Renee's dad is having some trouble. His name is Johnny Jones. If you just keep him in your prayers. Steve Combs is in Lima right now at the hospital. And he's having some blood pressure issues. And he covets your prayers. And one more. Jen Bridegam, her mom passed away. And so if you would like to contact her and share your condolences and support, I know the family would very much appreciate that. So if you would you go with me before the Lord and let's pray. Father God, we are grateful that you are always there to hear our prayers. As we will read in our scripture and we read throughout scripture, your arm is never too short to save. And as we lift these folks to you, Renee's dad, Steve Combs and Jen Bridegam, would you make your presence felt in their life right now as they are in desperate need of you? God, I pray for our church leaders. I pray for our country leaders as we all make very difficult decisions, trying to keep people safe and at the same time try and live the lives and enjoy the lives you've given us. So God, we look to you, we turn to you, the maker, creator, sustainer of all things. Help us to understand what our appropriate response should be in this time. And I think we all intuitively know that, but help us to come to that as we connect with each other. And more importantly, as we connect with you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give you a scripture. I want to ask everyone, if you grab your Bibles, to read it. Isaiah 59:1 is a theme that we find throughout scripture, and it's one that I want to encourage you to read, not just this verse, but the verses that follow. But again, it says this, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. So what's the issue? Keep reading and find out. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have more updates as they come. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Take care.